Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a modestly higher open, but yesterday was a bit of a roller coaster, right? We saw a nice pop early on, only to see it all fade away by the close.
It really was a story of a market without a mission. That early strength came from news about semiconductor tariff exemptions, which gave tech a little boost. But then, with no real catalyst to drive things higher, sellers just sort of drifted in. The market is really being left to its own devices today.
And it's a big day for that, because there is absolutely nothing on the U.S. economic calendar. No data, no Fed speakers. It's all about earnings.
Exactly. And while we're waiting for the open, the S&P 500 is holding on to a 1.6% gain for the week. We actually tested the all-time closing high yesterday before pulling back. So the key level to watch for SPY is that resistance around 640. Support is holding firm near 630.
Got it. So let's dive into the main event, earnings. And wow, there are some massive moves. Let's start with the carnage. The trade desk, ticker TTD, is just getting annihilated, down around 30%.
It's a bloodbath. And what's so wild is that they beat on both earnings per share and revenue. This is a classic, brutal lesson that it's all about the outlook. The guidance must have spooked investors, and then the analysts piled on. We're seeing downgrades from Citi, BofA, and Wedbush. That's the nail in the coffin for the short term.
Oof, a triple downgrade will do that. And they aren't the only ones feeling the pain. Sweetgreen, SG, is down over 25%. And Under Armour, UAA, is off by about 13%.
It's the same story. Sweetgreen missed and lowered their outlook. Under Armour missed earnings and guided weaker for the next quarter. The market is showing zero tolerance for bad news right now. If you disappoint, you are getting punished. Simple as that.
But it's not all doom and gloom. On the flip side, Expedia, EXPE, is absolutely soaring, up nearly 16%.
A huge beat. They beat earnings expectations by 27 cents, which is massive. And even though they guided a little soft for the third quarter, that bottom line strength was more than enough to get investors hitting the buy button. It tells you the demand for travel is still incredibly robust.
I see. Another notable winner is Gilead Sciences, GILD, up over 5% on a solid report. So it really is a tale of two markets based on these earnings prints.
It is. And speaking of individual stock stories, there's a huge headline out on Tesla. Reports are saying they're disbanding their Dojo supercomputer team.
Whoa, that seems significant. Dojo was a big part of their AI narrative, wasn't it?
A huge part. This will definitely raise questions about their AI and self-driving strategy moving forward. That's a stock to watch closely for any follow-up news. Also, on the M&A front, some good news for Boeing. The UK has cleared its acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems, removing a major hurdle for that deal.
Okay, so let's put it all together. With all these cross-currents, where should traders be looking today?
Well, the theme is a rotation into growth, but you have to be selective. Technology and consumer discretionary are showing the most strength. You want to find names that are holding up well, but avoid the ones with that weak guidance we talked about. Defensives like utilities and real estate are definitely lagging.
So any specific ideas for the opening bell?
I'd watch for continuation in the strong names like Expedia. An interesting one is Block, ticker XYZ. It's actually gapping up this morning even though it missed on earnings. That suggests there's some real underlying buying interest there. But overall, caution is the word of the day. Without any economic data, sentiment is in the driver's seat.
The stock picker's market, for sure. It's a quiet day for the economy, but a very loud day for individual companies. Great insights, as always.
Absolutely. Know what you own and why you own it. Check that guidance, watch the volume, and be nimble. Have a great day.
You too. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great trading day and a fantastic weekend.